USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea."
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 13-year veteran cop in Montgomery County, Maryland, shot and killed in the line of duty in a parking garage yesterday morning. The acting police chief, Marcus Jones, says Officer Thomas Bamba had radioed for backup to help him with what he described as disorderly subjects.
When fellow officers arrived to assist, they found Officer Bamba suffering from a gunshot wound.
They have not yet identified any suspects. About half of Chicago's voters say they support the possible teachers' strike there. The Sun-Times ABC 7 Chicago poll showing 49% of voters either strongly or somewhat support a teacher walkout, 38% against it. Teachers could be on the picket lines as soon as Thursday if the union and the city don't work out a new agreement. 12 Democratic candidates will be on a debate stage in Ohio tonight. It'll be shown on CNN. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Authorities in New Orleans say they're still searching after a building under construction partially collapsed, leaving one person still unaccounted for. The Hard Rock Hotel collapsed on Saturday, killing two people, injuring about two dozen others. Fire officials say the rescuers were inside the building a handful of times yesterday with search dogs, and they're expected to return there today. Former White House official Fiona Hill's testimony yesterday reportedly detailed concerns that John Bolton had with efforts to have Ukraine investigate President Trump's political rivals. NBC News is reporting that Hill told Congress the former National Security Advisor called Rudy Giuliani's efforts a drug deal, and he wanted no part of it. Trump fired Bolton last month over policy disagreements. Trump's perceived pressuring of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son during a July phone call is what's led to the House impeachment investigation. And a boy from Australia wants to be recognized for a world record. 8-year-old Jaden Miloro managed to reel in a 692-pound tiger shark while out with his dad's fishing club in coastal waters near Sydney. Men on the boat held on to the child while he struggled with that shark, fighting against the 33-pound line. The shark's weight unofficially beats the world record in the small fry category. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.